Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for CubeSmart, a key player in the self-storage industry that many of you might not be as familiar with compared to the big tech or retail giants. If you're a long-term investor looking to diversify your portfolio with real estate exposure, this one's for you. Today, we're diving deep into what makes CubeSmart tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while sprinkling in some recent updates and financial insights to keep things spicy. So let's get started. First off, for those who might not know, CubeSmart operates in the self-storage sector, a niche but essential part of real estate. They're one of the larger players in this space, managing a wide network of storage facilities across the U.S. Their business model is pretty straightforward, providing storage solutions for individuals and businesses alike, which ties into broader economic trends like urbanization and mobility. With a solid market cap and a presence in a stable industry, they've carved out a decent position, but how are they really performing and what's on the horizon? Let's set the stage with some recent news and performance metrics before we jump into the meat of our analysis. Looking at the latest updates, CubeSmart has been making waves with their operational performance. Their most recent earnings call for Q2 2025 highlighted a strong quarter, with key financial results showing resilience even in the face of some regional headwinds. They've been focusing on optimizing their portfolio and driving occupancy rates, which is a big deal in their line of work. On the performance front, their stock has shown steady trends over various timeframes. Over the past year, they've posted consistent gains, and while the shorter-term metrics like the past month or quarter show some fluctuations, they're holding up well compared to the broader real estate sector. Now, with that snapshot in mind, let's break this down through a SWOT lens to see if CubeSmart is a hidden gem for your long-term portfolio or if there are red flags to watch out for. Strengths. All right, let's kick off with what CubeSmart is doing right. First up, their financials are showing some serious stability. Looking at their income statements, revenue and gross profit have been on a solid upward trajectory over recent years. This isn't just random growth, it's tied to their ability to maintain high occupancy rates and expand their footprint, as noted in their latest earnings call. For long-term investors, this kind of steady revenue stream is a green light. Another big plus is their profitability metrics. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are impressive for the industry, signaling that they're not just growing, but doing so efficiently. Their return on equity is also a standout, showing they're making good use of shareholders' money, a key metric for anyone looking to park capital for the long haul. Let's not forget their market positioning. CubeSmart operates in a sector that's often seen as recession-resistant. People need storage whether the economy is booming or busting, and with urbanization trends continuing, demand isn't likely to dry up anytime soon. Their latest earnings call even emphasized optimism about their operational performance, which backs this up. Lastly, their dividend yield is worth a shout-out. It's competitive within the real estate space, making CubeSmart an attractive pick for income-focused investors. If you're in that 25 to 50 age bracket, looking to build wealth with some passive income, this could be a nice addition to your portfolio. Weaknesses. Now, let's flip the coin and talk about where CubeSmart might be slipping. One concern that jumps out is their debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which isn't unusual for real estate companies relying on leverage to grow, but it's something to keep an eye on. If interest rates climb or economic conditions tighten, this could squeeze their margins. Another point from their Q2 2025 earnings call is the regional challenges they're facing. Not every market is performing equally, and some areas are seeing softer demand or higher competition. For a company that relies on geographic diversification, any localized weakness can drag on overall results, at least in the short to medium term. Valuation-wise, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't exactly screaming undervalued. It's in line with industry averages, but when you peek at the forward PE estimates, there's not a huge discount baked in for future growth. For savvy investors, this might mean waiting for a better entry point if you're not already in. Lastly, while their cash flow from operations looks decent, their capital expenditures are significant. This is par for the course in their business as they invest in new facilities and upgrades, but it does limit how much free cash flow is left for other uses like debt reduction or higher dividends. Something to monitor as a long-term holder. Opportunities. All right, let's get into the exciting stuff. What could propel CubeSmart forward? First, the self-storage industry still has room to grow, especially in urban and suburban markets where space is at a premium. CubeSmart's already well-positioned to capitalize on this, and their focus on portfolio optimization, as mentioned in their earnings call, could mean even stronger returns down the line. There's also a tech angle here. While not explicitly detailed in the data, the broader trend of digital transformation in real estate could be a game changer. If CubeSmart leans into tech for better customer experiences or operational efficiencies, like online bookings or smart facility management, they could pull ahead of competitors. Another opportunity lies in their geographic expansion. Their revenue breakdowns show a strong U.S. focus, but there's always potential to push into underserved regions or even explore international markets if the economics make sense. Long term, this could diversify their income streams further. Finally, with interest rates being a hot topic, any softening in borrowing costs could be a boon for CubeSmart. Lower rates would ease the pressure on their debt and free up capital for growth initiatives. Keep an eye on macro trends here, folks. They could swing things in a big way. Threats. Now let's talk about the risks that could trip up CubeSmart. First and foremost, economic uncertainty is a big one. Their earnings call mentioned broader economic challenges, and if we see a slowdown or recession, even a resilient sector like self-storage isn't immune. People might downsize or cut discretionary spending, impacting demand. Competition is another hurdle. The self-storage space isn't a monopoly, and regional players or new entrants could eat into CubeSmart's market share, especially in those underperforming areas they flagged. If competitors start slashing prices or offering better amenities, it could hit margins. Interest rate hikes are a real threat given their debt load. If borrowing costs spike, servicing that debt becomes pricier, and it could limit their ability to fund expansion or maintain dividend payouts. This is a macro factor, but it's critical for real estate plays like this one. Lastly, any regulatory changes in the real estate sector could pose a risk. Zoning laws, property taxes, or environmental regulations could increase operating costs or restrict growth. While not directly mentioned in the data, it's an inherent risk in this industry that long-term investors need to factor in. As we wrap up this deep dive into CubeSmart, let's tie it all together. From a long-term investment perspective, there's a lot to like here. Their stable revenue growth, strong profitability, and positioning in a resilient industry make them a compelling option for diversification, especially if you're looking for income through dividends. However, the debt levels and regional inconsistencies are worth watching, and broader economic or competitive pressures could create bumps along the way. For the short to medium term, keep an eye on how they manage those challenges and whether macro conditions, like interest rates, play in their favor. Overall, CubeSmart seems like a solid contender for a balanced portfolio, but timing your entry based on valuation and market trends could be key. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus detailed SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that wealth.